Stories Online.
Moving into a new home should be a joyous, happy, fun occasion. And in a lot of cases it is, but not all. On this week's EPP bonus episode, when a family moves into a new home that came with a new job, they quickly find the house has a very dark past. You want to hear the full story? Sign up to be an EPP on our website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Click Become an EPP. Here's a little sample of that story. The job my father had taken was working for a man as a mechanic. The man had later attempted to murder his wife while on vacation in Jasper, Canada. She lived, but we never saw him again. My father said he was sent off somewhere. I always just assumed that meant jail. He was crazy for the entire time of employment with my dad, often asking my father for ridiculous favors and threatening the expulsion of his job should he not complete them, such as driving the boss's son to a city 3 hours away for a soccer tournament. Many, many men had worked this job and only lasted several months. This would mean that the house was often changing hands, all of the owners dealing with such negative energy from this job. The house turned out to be miserable. I was always being watched. I'd wake up in the middle of the night to see my closet doors opening and quickly slam my eyes shut again to pretend to sleep until I would eventually doze off. I had woken up to heavy breathing in my ear and my lights flickering. The issue with my lights flickering is that the ceiling light would flicker, but so would the battery-powered floor lamp, meaning it wasn't an electrical issue. Now, the big issue. My older sister and I were getting ready for school, and when we had gone out to get on our school bus, my mother and father had actually left earlier on. We got on the bus, I had taken my seat. In a moment, as the bus started moving, I glanced back. And that's when I saw it. All right. What did he see? What became of that crazy, crazy boss that tried to kill his wife? What else happened in that haunted house? Find out in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Plus, we share with you the story and a listener shares about their family when they tried to call for help when an intruder entered the home. But was it really an intruder after all? Also, a group of family pets seem to have a keen understanding when one of them is put to sleep. Also, a young person takes a summer job in a funeral home and finds the spirits of the dead following him home. Those stories and more on this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. When you sign up to be an EPP, you get access to all 73 of our bonus episodes. Yes, jam-packed with the best stories we've ever shared. Exclusive access to our video content, including Seeing Ghosts, those episodes. Ask Tony and Jenny. Also, that documentary we did on the haunted airport. All of those exclusives just for our EPPs. And the best part, it's only $5 a month to sign up. Sign up, get all this access, and that's what keeps our show supported and on the air. We couldn't do it without you guys. If you like the broadcast, the free ones that we put out every week, consider getting all these extras and helping to support it and keep it on the air by becoming an EPP. Sign up now, ghostpodcast.com. or realghoststoriesonline.com. Check it out, and thank you.